clearly have to close the rift.
Mm-hmm. Let's, we might as well send a communication saying that there's going to be a, there's whatever, 50-50 odds that there will be a doppelganger ship like ours.
See if we can,
you know, this adventure.
You can tell by this stubble. It's the only way they could, they're disguised.
We'll have to see if we can detect the other ship. Hop in a shovel and get over there or something, because
how is he supposed to get back?
Yeah, how did he get here? How is he supposed to get back?
The transport of work. Supposed to transport back.
Oh. Okay.
That would imply they're pretty close.
Yeah.
No, we're just on the other side. You should be able to spot it, I would think.
See if you can spot it.
I'm trying to spot it.
Alright, so you spot another ship on the side.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
sure enough, there's another ship on the back.
Can our...
it is also, you know, somewhat damaged.
Can our computers warn us if there's an energy flux that... Well, are their shields up, first of all?
Their shields not up right now.
Okay, ask. That's good. Ask me what rank and position you have in day pass.
Okay. So you are all...
Is Donald commander medical?
Are we all the same?
No. Or? You are all one rank higher.
I'm an engineer, I bet.
My engineer is all you.
Okay.
You are lieutenant commander.
I just need to know the answers. I run a computer simulation comparing my uniform from the alternate universe to an actual command uniform in our universe to try and generate appropriate uniforms for Dave and Donald from that universe.
Okay.
You just ask it.
Well, we can ask. Does this look right when we get him?
Sure.
He probably won't be able to tell us what they look like.
The thing is that if we go over there, we're going to need to...
Is
he wearing respirators or something so that he can infect their entire ship?
Oh no, that might just give them cause to come up with a cure.
I think they have a cure already.
Well, good, then we aren't risking anything.
That's right. I get an 8 on my computer simulation.
But they're clearly evil. I'm not going to run the risk of infecting them all.
Infecting the evil people?
Yeah. I thought someone already did.
I didn't understand, and so...
Like you in that universe must be a really nice guy.
We look for Eric. That's the only way.
We look for
Eric. I get 8 on the computer simulation.
So you come up with uniforms.
Okay, I create some uniforms for the two of you. I make a copy of mine. Check them against the other clans and see if they look okay.
They look right.
What kind of bomb could I make?
We're not going to blow up their ship.
Well, pretty good one, I suppose.
Wow.
Okay,
sure about an anti-matter ball.
We could take the other Clancy with us.
You have some of my explosives on the ship.
So if we read any plus the other Clancy should go.
Why would we take the other Clancy?
Because we don't want him. He should go back to his own universe.
I don't think so. He's just going to die there.
Well, he's going to die here, too.
Well, not if we get him to care. I don't want to send myself back to sure death.
The only cure is going to be over there.
Every all the other copies.
The only cure that
even those guys are willing to come over here and blow us up. Ah, but I had to change of heart when I found out that I was betrayed.
That makes it better. Hey, well, your guns look like this.
Oh, good question.
Or is there like an extra fin for decorative purposes on that?
So are you going to let him actually handle it?
Sure.
Okay. we don't have these stun things.
Really?
Well, they look the same.
Huh. You don't have stun setting.
We're taking it with us.
Okay. Right. Am I in charge of security?
See, the
medical.
Medical?
No.
Medical.
You're in charge.
Engineering.
You don't in charge of security.
I'm obviously still in medical. I'm obviously still in medical.
Yeah.
You don't bring him with us because then it's hard for you to pretend on him. You want to send him back later? Fine. But we can't bring him with us right now.
Oh, God.
We need a cover story like if someone questions us, you've captured me and are trying to force me to help you infiltrate or something.
But we should go back, we should go to the medical bay, we should look through their records.
Mm-hmm. That's why you have the U uniform. You should claim your U when you can.
Okay, I tell security after we get through to raise the shields. We can communicate if we want to get back.
Yeah.
Or actually, why don't you send out a shuttle somewhere behind the ship, and then turn on the shield everywhere but the shuttle, so people can beam into the shuttle.
Okay.
But that would be it, and I'll tell them the high sign, and I'll tell them to have two people guard Clancy, and that he's evil. He doesn't believe in stun settings. I tell him.
No, he just said that they didn't have them.
That's not what I tell them. That's what you think when I tell them he doesn't believe in stun settings.
Okay, so then the three of us should go over and try to get into their medical.
So where do you want to transport over?
Somewhere that we think is going to be empty.
And what do you think we need?
How about auxiliary engineering? That place is always empty.
Medical kit.
Okay.
I'll bring all the medical data that I have with me so that I can...
Okay. You need medical kit? Sure. Just need a couple
of
words. I'm 32 phaser.
I want to bring a remote control for a bomb that doesn't exist.
Sure.
I mean, that pretty much it can be a garage door opener with a button on it and a timer counting down from 10.
Do you want it to be just like you push it and then you ready for something happens, or do you want it more like a treadmill? What do you have to hold it down to keep it from
running? No, I want a timer and then a button that somebody can press.
Sure.
I assume does everyone go armed all the time?
Everybody has knives. But okay. You're not supposed to have phasers unless you're security.
Okay.
Oh shit, I'm not security over there.
Well, we should all bring knives then so we look right.
What is that?
You can use your sword.
Huh?
You can use your sword still.
Woohoo! Oh, you can't use your sword skill?
Sure.
Cool. So we can carry big knives. Cool. Alright. Well, I'm going to take...
you want to take
a phaser? I suppose not.
I don't know yet.
I'm going to take one and put in my engineering kit or something.
Okay.
I'm going to take my... How many charges in the Type 1 phaser?
160.
Alright, I'm going to take my Type 1 phaser.
Is that enough for that to
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'll take two Type 1 phasers.
Alright.
Both in the engineering kit.
Sure.
Oh shit, I know things about our security system. Can I bring anything that would allow me to pop open the cells of my own security system?
Well, yeah, sure.
And their security is likely to be a little bit different, so they're going to be a little bit different.
True. Whatever. I bring the stuff on my sheet. Oh, shit. I want to... This will take a little bit of time, but I'll tell the computer to... I have my pad, my PADD thing.
Yeah.
I want them to keep the same laws, but alter the history where this world has been ravaged by whatever, the Borg and thermonuclear blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, and we're, as far as we know, we're the only ship left, and, you know, it'll be, you know, within the next month.
Yeah, you don't want to come into our universe, it sucks worse.
Right, within the next month and a half,
we'll all be dead.
Yeah, can we come into your universe?
Exactly. and I'll load that in as... I'll have the computer, whatever, run a simulation and load that in. Best I can do within a minute.
Like a computer simulation.
Zombies, right?
The living dead. Unstoppable.
Seven.
Okay.
What do I need to make a good... Seven and ease it one?
Yeah, seven and ease it one.
Okay. I'll brief array. Remember, world is ravaged by zombies.
World is ravaged by zombies. Check.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I don't know that because I'm the other Clancy. But there were zombies all over the ship.
Right.
Zombie ships headed your way.
Yeah.
So what are you doing over?
To be the other Clancy, you're going to have a broken thing up here.
That's a good point.
Huh? You're going to have to install a broken camera on his temple because he's the other Clancy.
Yeah.
If you actually scan the inside of your ship, they'll follow you.
Okay. So just install a broken camera in my head.
Install that broken camera in his head.
Yeah.
Okay, surgery room.
And do it quickly.
With his toothpick. Alright,
so...
Just commit it to your forehead.
Nice point. Clancy, maybe. Fit was wrong.
Ah! I find out the security chief's name.
Hi.
It kind of bothers you, but yeah. Okay.
We'll take them back when we get back.
Yeah. Kind of bothers you behind the eyes.
Okay, back up my eyeball.
Now, where do we want to pop over?
Auxiliary. Or engineering?
Probably pretty okay.
You just go straight into that.
Go ahead and blast it.
I mean, that's one other option. You go in with guns blasting.
Take the information as fast as you can.
We could probably take the bridge. We could certainly take the auxiliary bridge.
No, let's just go someplace near Sick Bay that we think is going to be crowded.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like
the storage closet.
Yeah.
Something. Wait, the only person we know is safe walking into a room is Clancy, because there isn't one over there.
Clancy's quarters.
So, well, that would be one thing. What I was thinking of was, when you walk in, you should, like, stop at the door and, like, you know, you can hold up fingers or something for which of us should not go in. Because we're already in the room.
That's a good point.
Because we know you're safe. You
okay, Donald's number one. You're number two.
Oh, shit.
Both of us are number three.
Both of you is number three.
Okay.
Shit. Don't throw out the way. Here it comes.
Okay.
Ask the other Clancy where his quarters are and if they're private.
Oh,
Okay.
The privates.
Let's get him there.
Okay.
All right.
I got the wall. They're coming with porn.
It's just like mine. I'm still a favorite sock bite.
Mysterious permanence.
All right, I knew it.
You like making pictures with me?
What? All right, so you mean twice as run intensity, of course.
Okay. Let's head to work.
Here for you.
Head for your sick bay.
All right, so this is really first.
Ken, when you were on our ship, were you able to ask the computer where people were?
Yeah.
So why don't you, Clancy, ask the computer where we are?
Yeah. That would set up some nasty records. First of all, they'd see me asking questions when they think I'm not on the ship. Second of all, they could go back through the logs and discover that I asked questions about you two and thus know who the imposters on board are.
Well, but it would make sense to ask about her, because you're sick.
Okay, that's good. Not ask about you. I'll ask about her and some other random person.
Yeah, the cat.
Rogue. Yeah, I'll ask about her and the rogue.
Rogue's going to be captain of the resistance.
Okay, I'll ask about her and
Chris.
Chris, right.
Also medical.
It's true. Commander Crystal is in the med bay right now.
So, you're in the med bay.
Let's see. Lieutenant Chitar was killed that way. Mysteriously poisoned.
Okay.
Looks like Fulton got Chris.
Let's go to the med bay and get the antidote, which is a critical thing. We can beam that back to the shuttle so they can get it. Okay. And then we can try to do phase two of this plan, but at least the rest of our buddies won't die.
What's phase two?
Phase two.
Essentially just for me. You guys.
Never mind. Right. Phase two. Never mind.
Alright. So you walk into the med bay. And when the monster attacks you.
No, when you walk into the med bay, he holds. What fingers do you hang your back?
So you pass. And like an open door for like one of the conference rooms, and you glance over and you see Ben Orr.
Is that you?
Giving some kind of lecture. it seems to be a nice. You know,
what's going on?
In that room.
Which room?
Conference room we're passing.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, if you're there.
I am.
I thought so.
He tracks jokes and stuff really well.
Wow, that can't be hard.
Okay. See, if only he was an engineer, I'd be much happier.
It's true.
So many days, go for
I'll go through another hallway.
Okay. So you go around?
Yeah.
All right, which means you're split up a little bit. Unless you all
sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Being split up a little bit isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Or I could just step into the room for a second and get all their attention. I'll you might wear a really dowdy outfit to be a little. Like those really old type bathing suits. I'm just going to hurry up and say, I'll just hurry up. I'll meet you. Meet you around there in whatever minute and a half.
Okay. So you pass by.
Where are we heading?
One of the agonizer booths. The one guard outside.
An agonizer booth?
Yes.
What's that?
Where they sent people there to be punished.
Tortured?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, just, and you're glad to see
Eric.
Right.
But you seem to be enormous amount of pain. Ow, meow, meow, meow. Quickly, Bob, up back. They're like 2 yards there.
So you can see into the agonizer booths?
Sure. Make you trouble again, huh?
Okay. Is this a secluded area or anything?
Not really. There are people walking by. Some people wonder.
I asked one of them, I'll keep walking and I'll ask one of them what he got caught with this time.
Oh, he was, you know, he's supposed to expiration. And he wanted to give to his starving kids, but everybody knows, you know, we're low on food.
Right.
We have to ration ourselves.
Exactly.
A bunch of fat children in that one, and there's Wu in there for stealing stamps.
Okay.
All right, so you rejoin the rest. Keeping toward you.
Yeah.
I'm a quandary.
I'll tell them that Eric's over there being tortured.
Oh, that's awful.
Right.
We should do something.
Yeah.
We should make sure everybody's not going to die first.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
That's going to be phase three. Right there.
Then we'll figure out what we want to do about an entire ship full of
evil guys.
We can replace all our evil guys with
that. But is that the good of the one of the portions of the good of the
awesome? We could trade our Eric for their Eric. We could trade our Chris for their dead Chris.
That would be a cool one.
He smells, but he's better than before. Alright, so yeah, let's go get Crystal. Who else can use a gun worth a damn?
Not me.
So we decided we're going to medical bay anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we need to go to get the care. So we could go to my room.
Why would that help?
Why not?
How about that now?
There is no time.
And she might have stuff there.
Would you be secret enough to do that?
No, probably not.
I put it in someone else's room.
Yeah, we should have checked your room while you were there.
Alright, yeah, well, let's...
Okay.
I mean, how many people are normally in med?
There's a lot more security with you guys in the county than in your ship. Obviously.
I mean, they don't have to suffer through measly 12 security people.
For sure. There's nothing.
Exactly.
What are we going to do about all these security people? How are we going to get to the
information?
So, yeah, all security have, like, type 2 phases and, like, they're nice.
Well, if we could get into medical when I'm not there already, I could probably poke around and do whatever I want to.
We can actually, me and Shannon can enter and get the drop on her.
She would know something was up if she saw me.
Oh, good point.
But you could go in there, probably lure her away.
Well, she'd probably
be in charge.
What?
Well, she affected you.
I can go in first.
No, you might have the right idea. Maybe I should try and lure her away. I just need a cunning story.
Ask when Crystal was off shift.
That's when Crystal's off shift. Probably in about 6 hours.
Yeah. If it's shift just starts.
If it's 8 minutes, then one thing. Alright, so well, I can go in and, you know, whatever, complain about something. She can examine me.
All you have to do is walk in and say, I just did a big lap around the ship. Everybody's going to die.
You can't do this to me.
I just went and rolled around in your covers. I've been breathing into the sick bay, ventilator for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, how is this disease spread?
Respiration.
We've already infected the gym.
Yeah, you started to.
That's why I didn't want to do this. But.
Ah, it's perfect.
Well, actually, we could just, all three of us, just walk in and say.
Well, why don't I go in first?
Our entire ship is infected. Your entire ship is now infected.
Look,
help us find the cure, and then we'll figure out what to do about.
Synchronize our clear evil.
Not all of them.
That's true. They're reversed. Synchronize our chronographs. And, like, 15 seconds after I walk in, you guys walk in.
Okay. They all have atomic clocks inside them. There's no need to synchronize them. They're always right.
Okay. Who's they, and where do I have this embedded?
It's in your uniform.
Really?
Well, actually, probably it talks to the computer.
Okay. Well, I'll walk in.
Okay. You walk in, you see Crystal. Crystal and a couple of assistants, and they seem to be.
Actually, hold on.
Oh, hold on. Just a second.
I want to wrap. I'll get a rag from my thing and wrap it around my hand. I'll stick my phaser in my hand. I'll wrap a rag around my hand.
Okay.
And then. And then I'll walk in.
Okay, so you see Crystal and like a couple of the assistants, and they seem to be doing some horrible things to some modeling.
Okay. How many? There's Crystal and two assistants.
That's it. So when you walk in, she looks up. What's up, Venom?
Oh my God! The Radicchion particles got my arm.
Not the Radicchion particle.
It's catastrophic.
I'm taking a horrible dose of Juron.
next break in the screaming. Help me.
Okay. So she cuts a little more.
I'll hold my good. How many are there? Any male assistants?
No, they're all three of you.
Okay, I watch my clock in exactly 15 seconds. How many times can you fire a round? Twice.
Yeah.
Any of them wearing guns?
No. Yeah, that was set off.
They'll have
security alarms.
They'll have IDs.
Oh really? Will it?
Yeah, can't set off phasers in the.
Shit. So I've got to jump them?
Or maybe just hold your weapon on them, because they think there's no such thing as a sunset.
Shit. Can I cold cock them?
Probably get one. I think the other two would notice.
Oh yeah. I'm good with. I'm gonna go up and cold cock one at 15 seconds.
Okay. Anyone in particular? The big German looking one.
No, small elven looking one.
Well, she'll go down in there.
Yeah. Pick out whichever one of the assistants looks most threatening besides Crystal. Is one of them like an 80-year-old woman?
No, they're all
old. They kill their older people well before that.
Exactly. First you're going to chew my leather, and then when you're too old, we're going to force you into the snow.
I'm a nice one.
Yeah, space snow. I'll just conk whichever one appears.
Okay, are you doing anything?
Wait, are the other two were just clearly sidekicks?
Yeah. Clearly assisting
them. Okay. I'll tell them, go ahead and take their time. I'm going to cut this rag off. I'll take off my knife.
I'll start cutting the rag off.
Well, I don't really want to cut the rag off. I really want to get my, have an excuse to get my knife out and crack him in the back of the head with the butt.
Okay. So you do that, and then you hit one of them randomly?
Maybe I should hit Crystal. You know how to revive them, right?
It's revivable if somebody is
Yeah.
Yeah, I knock out Crystal.
Alright. Make a sword attack.
Except in this universe, Crystal probably has a fitness of 17 or something.
Make a sword attack?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I do this? Shall I?
So it's coordination plus dexterity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
And then add your sword skill.
Okay. That's it?
Yep. And power of the motor.
9.
So you do that to D6. So that's
3 plus 3D. Doesn't my strength somehow come into it?
Only in hand. Oh, do you have a other strength then?
No.
So otherwise, only in hand. Okay.
Unarmed.
So, it's actually 3 plus 2D to do that. So, you know, trying to kill it.
3 plus 2D. I
won't even knock her out.
Well, but
she might be a lot tougher than
Damn it, you can do that in an hour.
That's not the time for foreplay.
Alright, so 3 plus 2d6?
Yeah.
Well, I still have a real meal for dinner.
9.
Yeah, that would knock me out.
That would knock you out?
No, that would not.
10 would, right?
It would put me at plus 4.
Yeah, plus 4. Okay.
Ow!
Yeah, Kurt.
Ow!
Does Kurt do
something in English? No.
Continue
to push damage. You can use courage to push yourself.
Alright.
I step into
the room. So,
I'm gonna. Okay,
so everybody do initiative.
Hey, I win.
But he turns around.
Oh, man. It's the hand, I told you.
That's goofy on beans.
Ridiculous on beans. Coordination plus reaction. You may beat that?
5.
So, pick the two of them, then you two, and then the last one.
The last one being the one with the big egg on their skull?
Yeah. So, what do you want to do?
I'm going to speechify and crack Crystal again on the head. Wait, can I crack him? You're more than one Crystal?
No.
Sure, why not?
Oh, I thought you were cracking the resistance.
No, because I think they'll be cowed into submission when I tell them about the resistance.
What?
So I'm going to, I'll crack Crystal again on the head.
Alright, so make an attack roll. Four, five, six. Here. She's got that danger thing.
I tell them to freeze in the face of the resistance, or else you will be destroyed and flayed alive.
You draw the dagger and attack you.
Oh, now you've done it. I was trying to knock her out. My hand's not really hurt. I know.
That was a ruse!
Alright, one of
the
tries to hit you.
Okay.
I think that's. The other one tries to hit you too. Oh, might actually hit. You can either use your dagger to block or you can throw it out.
Really? How did those two work?
A dagger. Well, dodge, you have your dodge skill.
Okay.
A dagger, you would use your sword skill and get an extra plus one.
Okay, my sword skill and my dodge are both the same, so I should use the sword skill?
Yeah. Because I only wanted one
attack. Okay. So, well, I wouldn't have known there was only one attack, though.
So the both attacking me, you can block one and dodge the other one. So which one do you want to block?
If it's low, it's the one that hit me. Nope.
Okay. So then you try to dodge the other one.
Actually, I only dodge will affect everyone, won't it?
You dodge each
other. You do?
Okay.
Alright, so to dodge, it's coordination plus
reaction.
Okay.
And that's good.
9.
Okay, so you dodge. And then 5.
Shout everyone halt. Drop the weapons. This is Lieutenant Clancy speaking. Attention.
Alright.
How they root out the resistance code. Four seconds later, there's a crack through.
I say, oh, you've taken out the false crystal. Good work. Stand down.
Oh, okay. We'll come and talk you.
Make some animals.
Well, we're not on our ship anymore, so is this an away team?
No.
Not you again.
It's not coming out away team, though.
Not true. You're not coming out away
team. 6.
You just jellify yourself?
Yeah.
4.
No,
it's a jellyfish
son, I believe.
Don't think
you convince him. What would I need to convince him? Okay, I got 7.
All right, so they're stopping. They're playing here.
Like this?
A little bit nice. But they're not actually like
that. I say,
I'll hold my knife. I'll say, they're part of the resistance.
No, he's the resistance.
They just hold my crystal. I believe it was only the false crystal that was part of the resistance. Stand down, man. I'll give a ploy, you idiot, to see if either of you were members. You performed that. Search the false crystal.
Fire up. Who do you tell to search the false crystal?
You.
Alright.
Am I calling people?
Is a Romulan dead or?
No.
Okay. He wishes he was.
Yeah.
Ooh, I only get a 6 on my fast talk.
I go over to the medical computer.
They seem unsure.
Okay, good enough.
I go over to the medical
computer and start rooting around. So you look in the medical computer. What are you doing?
So
you still have like something left for me to do?
Yeah, I'll start unwrapping the thing from around my hand, and I'll excited and worked up.
Okay.
I stand at attention by the door and watch everything.
Okay. So they ask, you know, should we call security?
Stay off the communicators. We don't know where else there might be spies or infiltrators like this one. Look, she looks exactly like Crystal.
It's true. So what if she's the false crystal?
She's not. Stand down, don't ask questions. You're checking the records to see if she put anything in there?
Yep. All three of you make perception. So search perception roll. Oh, actually not you, Crystal. You make a computer reading roll.
Search perception?
Yep.
Eight.
Seven. So both of you spot the security camera. Yeah. In the corner or something. So you guys support. You search the computer for
here.
Make a computer hacking one.
Is it blinking red, the computer?
Oh, let's get it over.
Is there any place in the room that it looks like we've got?
It's not in the publicly available stuff.
Like,
you have to turn it down.
Of course. She chooses all the same passwords I do.
She puts the word evil in front of it.
That's exclamation points. Okay, so you break it.
She writes all the letters in caps.
And she changes. We're in the fifth universe.
God damn. This is me off. Her ever seems so angry all the time.
And you find, you know, her private research data on the Phyrexian plate.
Uh-huh.
Including, you know, her personal...
Woohoo!
No, very important, so... It's this old rule the world for her.
Yeah, great. Okay, I make up a magic cure.
Is there anywhere in the room that is outside of the arc?
I copy it from my tricorder.
The... So that's the
transcoder
of your camera there. It's like under the camera, or like in one of the other...
Dave, I tell you to move the other crystal under the camera.
Okay. I'll move the other crystal under the camera, and I'll sit on the
examination
table. I want to transmit the cure over to our ship.
Okay, make a security system.
What does this mean? Oh, shit, I can do that.
And a support system.
What does this mean? Take two evil aspirin and call me an evil warning. This makes no sense.
Security four.
And what was the other one?
Doesn't matter.
Nine. Okay, so you transmit it over.
Oh my god.
They just know what did it.
Yeah.
Does it look like she's released it on this ship?
Yep.
You two start making batches of this. We're going to get two.
That's what we did.
You two start making up batches. We're going to need to inoculate the entire ship. This looks like a very virulent plague. It's exactly what we were afraid of.
Okay. Just start working.
Let's see. It doesn't look like they can even scan us and see that we're already infected.
Well, yes, we seem to be. How odd.
Oh, yeah, the innocence.
Told you it was virulent.
How are the best?
It's perception.
Yeah.
Do you think? You're not sure? Are there vents or anything that would get us out of here?
Yeah. You hear like footsteps coming.
Okay.
So you got about 2 rounds.
Okay. They're on their way.
This is wrong.
Can we? What is?
It's in a plastic container. Isn't it always?
Oh, it's supposed to be a cardboard. Okay, well, security's on their way here.
Why don't we just go home?
Because we can't. Oh, no, we can call the other side and tell them to beam us back. Although their shields are probably up. But I'll give it a shot. Hey, beam us back, I say. As... bam!
The shields are down.
Oh,
all right.
I
played one round
of there. I say grab the other phaser from my toolbox, and I'll go and try to fix or try to see if I can get the shield snap.
I grab the other phaser and I'm going to try and blow up the door lock so they can't open it. I shout to the two techs. Keep working on those. Vaccinations. I think we have more rebellious people coming in. We might have to transport those elsewhere in the ship so they get out.
Okay. Make a...
It's so much easier to lie in this evil universe. Command or fast stop?
Well,
or is this for blowing up the lock?
So search. What's not perception? So it's like search anything. So,
okay, I find it.
Okay. to make a dexterity and add your action. Well, initiative roll. Like initiative roll.
Five. You always beat me on initiative. It's destiny.
Okay, so you get the phaser and start pointing it up with the door. And... you only see a couple. Two androids that are space is drawn security.
Who are the Andorians?
Some guys.
Do I know their names?
Yeah, sure.
You're
not security in this universe. We'll have to listen to you.
Was I able to get to anything on the computer?
You know what? What were you trying to do?
Well, I either want to lower the shields, which would be ideal. I probably have an idea. If I think there's no way I'm going to be able to lower the damn shields, then I want to communicate to the transporter and tell them stuff.
Okay.
Or I would be happier if I could just transport people, but I don't know if that works.
You can. Can't lower the shield from here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try something else.
Can I shut off all the power?
No, you can. I see that kind of stuff from here.
Okay.
So you can probably shut off the power in this room.
Yeah.
Can I? Okay, it's the light switch right there.
Can I?
Can you put the ship on red alert because there's a medical emergency? You can put the ship on red alert.
Can I quarantine this people? Area? Drop down all the blast doors.
You could sick bay? Probably.
Can I transport people?
No. You can request.
Okay. I'm gonna request. What's my rank?
You are a lieutenant JD.
I thought my rank got bumped up.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're an instrument.
Oh. All right.
I bet you were a Lieutenant JG last week and he erased it.
Well, I want to go to the communicator and say, I need, Sanchez and Morales, who were the two Andorians, transported to the auxiliary engineering room stat. There's trouble with my engineers. I think there might be resistance on board.
Meanwhile, I'm saying...
Alright, so what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
I'm saying, damn it, we're trying to quarantine this area. You two in, the rest of you out. It's the Verusian Plague, whatever the hell the name of the plague is.
Yeah, I'm basically saying the same thing.
You're under medical quarantine.
Shut that door. Neither of you are going anywhere.
Alright, all three of you make command rules.
Looks like a plague dish of the Romulan already.
That's bad!
No,
bad
plague. Oh, not a good command rule. You better make a good one, Donald.
Okay. Extra danger dice.
I got a 7.
I got a 6. Donald got a 5.
Okay.
No, I got 5, actually.
I got a 7. I could make it a 10.
Yeah, what do I need to talk to the communicator about?
What are you talking to right now?
Or, the transporter guy.
Transporter tech says that there is an intruder alert. Transporter right now. Shut down.
Intruder alert. Hmm.
How do you, so I know security procedures, how do you get around that? Is there a way?
Security override.
The intruder's here, damn it.
Well, if it's just the power, you can just turn on the engineering.
Mm-hmm.
If all it is like to turn off the power, it's the engineering. But, okay, so. So if you need the security password to transfer anyway. So it's just like, what's your output, access code?
I give him my two best access codes.
Did you remember to include the word evil in all caps in it?
Peanut butter.
Arugula.
Evil peanut butter.
Evil arugula. All caps.
Any of them work?
No. And you got a 7, and you got a 5.
So we're both shouting miraculously the same thing at them.
That's true. And let's see, intruder alert. Their order is to come in and phaser everybody in the room.
Hopefully they'll end the two women are working on. Fuck it. And then their whole ship dies and ours lives.
Except for us to die.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we're also counting on Donald to successfully send
them. Oh, shoot. Actually, no. I'm supposed to kill you all.
Yeah, we are counting on Donald having successfully gotten the information to our ship.
Oh yeah, so Kevin, I'm not supposed to kill you all.
No, they
only have to kill on their face.
Yeah.
That means they have to fight us hand to hand.
So they rush in and they're saying, put your weapons down, or, right now, and they draw their gun.
Sign of weakness.
So... Two of them are in the room. Two of them are at the door.
Don't you understand? We're all already dead.
Drop your weapon. No, security, not that. Not into the big chat thing.
Okay. I don't have any weapons.
He does.
On the floor. Thoroughly on the floor.
Okay.
I'm already on the floor.
Is that great shit?
Okay. Finish this.
I start blasting the crap out of him. For an example of what happens if we give up, I look to the Romulan.
Hard to argue with that.
Seems to have his own genitals at one nostril.
You will not be harmed if you get up.
Mm.
10.
Great.
I think I'll use my score to give. Can I use my score to give everybody a bonus? But what if I roll for my initiative if I give everybody a bonus?
I believe you just not get your skill.
You don't get your skill.
I would want to roll with that.
And a strangely toggling a tape there.
Okay, so 6 for me, everybody else gets a +4.
Ooh, 7.
How'd you get a 3?
I rolled a 3 and a 3.
And you have, oh, you have a tactic.
I rolled a 3,
a
3, and a 2.
7.
Also a 7.
Oh my god.
That was with 2 wild dice. You know what you get?
6.
6? Okay.
Well, at least you're not as big as you.
So, we...
I gotta give you detail. Your gun! Point it! That man! Pull the trigger! Thanks! No, thanks!
And then I'll turn around saying, I don't have a gun!
So, one of them... happened to go faster than you guys.
That's hard to believe. Well, I guess it's, most people don't have small unit tactics, I guess. There aren't that many small clan commanders.
So one of them stabs him under. Small yelling, get down.
Surreal. All right.
Okay, Clancy, what do you want to do?
What's my target to shoot?
Probably their dodge.
Okay.
At this range.
I guess I can only shoot one that I can shoot, so. What's the most for shooting two when I don't have magic skills like Dave?
It's 2 penalties. Each shot.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. I shoot 2.
Alright.
Not the one who just stabbed the nurse, but.
Alright, so what do you have a phaser on?
I don't know.
What are you supposed to phaser?
No.
What's the phaser on, Dave?
Heavy stun.
It's on heavy stun, apparently.
Sure. Mine is on heavy stun ++.
I would have been pretty surprised if I had. But I haven't had a chance to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, so do an end subtraction. Okay.
I get 3 and a 3. How's that?
You hit one.
Okay, how much do I miss the other guy?
You
got 12. Okay, I hit one. Okay, what's heavy stun? 4 plus 6 or something?
4
plus
6. 40.
12, 17,
18. Oh, you just hurt.
Oof, I think I just set off the alarms in the ship.
I think we're all right. I don't think it made a big difference. So they're going to shut down the transporters and send goons to root us out.
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going to hit the medical emergency button. All
right.
It's under quarantine. Everybody stay where they are.
Make a...
Donald leaves us to fight the goons with knives.
Either a computer or a security screen.
Wait, you have a sword skill.
He just doesn't want to start stabbing people.
6, 7. Nothing happened yet. Okay. Six. Another one's gonna go, and you're gonna go. Might as well stab you in the head.
Ah!
Okay,
as I well know, the nurses don't necessarily go down when you stab them.
Don't you well know this?
Because I already conked one.
Oh, right.
Conked Crystal.
That was me. And she's weak, and I still didn't knock her out.
Yeah.
And I got a plus the damage.
Sure. You missed by a point.
Yeah, but you were trying to knock her out, not do damage, so you did a lot.
That's
damage.
True.
How many baddies are there?
2. 2 in the room, 2 in the door.
There's two who have already attacked and one who's wounded, so you have one obvious target.
And I'll shoot the two. Oh, the two in the room have already went.
Yep.
The other two, are they brandishing pistols or knives?
They're together.
I shoot them.
Hold on.
So it's plain. Okay. Roll. You have minus one for the event.
Okay.
Okay. Nine.
Okay.
And eight.
So you hit them both.
Okay.
So roll them.
Okay. 66. Plus four.
Wow.
So he's always up. 10, 19, 23.
Clear.
Okay.
25.
What a stable
hurt.
Whoa! Are they wearing battle armor or anything?
Nope.
You sure 25 didn't knock one out? Because if they have a 4 strength, that's 6 times.
Sure, they don't have a 4 strength.
Okay.
For some reason, they're all very tough.
What we match? They make it big in this universe.
Wait, and neither one of them is unconscious.
Right.
There should all be a big minuses now.
Yeah. Oh, hurt.
How do wounds work in this?
You look at your resistance.
So
subtract 6 from every, you know, amount of damage.